Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, cause they hate it, baby. Living your best life. I know you are, oh my gosh. I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. And why do I tell you that I know that you are being thorough and wise out there? Huh? Because God made you that way. That's number one, yes. Shout out to you, God, for making all of us thorough and wise, okay? Yes, that's number one, all right? Now, number two, why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise? Come on now, y'all already know. Because y'all out here listening to me, okay? And you got to be thorough and wise if you are out here listening to me, because I'm thorough and I'm definitely wise, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. I'm just here to put this out there in pieces for you. Y'all know I do that, okay? Unless, of course, you know, you a hater. Oh my gosh. I gotta stop that. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Huh? Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too, okay? Because they need this work, all right? And if you guys are just joining into the Just a Touch of J experience, I got to give a shout out to the haters, because sometimes the haters come on over, all right? And they like, hold on, what's going on? What she got going on? They trying to see. And they wind up getting blessed by the message. So that's why I say, come on over, because y'all need this work too, all right? And you know, don't forget now, it's the end of the year, so I got to give a shout out to this. Make sure y'all go over to the Just a Touch of J app, because I did drink for the haters. It's called Haters Passion, okay? And if y'all are experiencing some type of hate, you experiencing some type of hate, I need y'all to go over there and make the drink. It's gonna help y'all out, okay? The recipes, like I said, it's on the Just a Touch of J app. Check it out, all right? This is Just a Touch of J for everybody. I'm gonna put some stuff out there in pieces for you, all right? So look, Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. Yes, I got to drop a dime on y'all. But before I drop a dime on you, I got to get some shout outs, man. Listen here. I got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Because Mama, Mama's popping. Y'all got me popping. What y'all out here doing? Oh my gosh, so look, hold on, let me give y'all the stats, okay? I'm not going to really go into like the specifics of everything, but I am going to talk about where you guys are, you know, rocking with me at, okay? The geographic locations, all right? So you ready? I'm going to try to run through them real quick, okay? Here we go. United States, shout out to y'all, right? United Kingdom, okay? Woo, child, y'all out here doing y'all want to. Nigeria, all right? Spain, South Africa, France, Ireland, Sweden, Germany, okay, Jamaica, the Netherlands, all right? India, Chile, Canada, Australia, Japan, Russia, Sierra Leone, okay? Kenya, Ghana, China, Iran, Mexico, the Philippines, Italy, Brazil, Tanzania, the Ivory Coast, Vietnam, Romania, New Zealand. Y'all got me rocking over in Zimbabwe, okay? Look, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you, okay? Republic of Korea, St. Lucia, Uruguay, Ethiopia, Taiwan, all right? Dominican Republic, Uganda, Poland, Bahamas, Ukraine, okay, Saudi Arabia, okay, Kuwait, Morocco, Ireland, did I already say Ireland? Israel, okay, Turkey, Rwanda, Greece, Belgium, Costa Rica, yeah, Puerto Rico, Singapore, Egypt. Y'all rocking with y'all girl out in Egypt. Okay, y'all like Just a Touch of J.
Oh my God, you know I'm just putting it out there in pieces for y'all. British Virgin Islands. Okay, Trinidad. Yes, baby. Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Bulgaria. Barbados. Portugal. Mmm. All right, Bermuda. Madagascar, like off the movie. Y'all so thoroughly, y'all so wise. Yes, United Arab Emirates. Norway, Haiti, yes. My family's from out Haiti, yeah. All right, what else? Belize, y'all rocking with your girl. Thank you so much. Colombia, St. Vincent, Ghana, okay. Australia, Hong Kong, Finland, okay. Thailand, Ecuador, okay. Macedonia, all right. Indonesia, yes, just to name a few. Island of Man and Peru, okay. And that's not even all of you guys, but this is just a touch of day, baby. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, so thank you so much, okay. Like, y'all just don't know what this means to me. Like, I remember when the list only had 10 people on here. Like 10 different places, not 10 people, but 10 different places was just rocking with me. And y'all got me up like that. And like, when we look at the stats, y'all are really like listening. And look, I'm just like, thank you so much for making Just a Touch of J Global. Y'all are really doing it. And I love the fact that you like to listen to me, you know, and just thank you. Like, I don't want to get teary-eyed in that, you know, but thank you so much for your love and your support and your prayers and everything. So look, let me skate on over to social media. For those of y'all who are on social media, because I know certain people, y'all don't do certain, you know, social media. But for those of you who do, shout out to y'all on IG. Yeah. On My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Y'all been going over there rocking with y'all, girl. Y'all been putting that love out there. Yes, thank you so much. Because look, lately, IG, they real funny, you know. So you got to go to the page to actually look at stuff. But my IG stories have been popping, okay? So we got the We Are Just a Touch of J page. Make sure y'all check that out. And then we have the My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram page. Make sure y'all check that out too. Then we have Making Love in V's Kitchen on IG. Make sure you check that out as well. And then we got the Jataj Network, the telecommunication company. Yes, baby. Woo! I had them pieces out there for a second, secretly, okay? But, you know, like I said, it's Just a Touch of J. Go over there and check that out on IG, because my stories have been popping. My stories been popping so much. Like, y'all know how, like, on IG, like, all the famous people, the people, you know, are celebs that are out there, you know, in this world, they all got the blue checks. Like, they've been looking at my stories like 50 or more a day. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing out here, God, but this is Just a Touch of J. You putting it out there in pieces for them. So thank you so much for all of y'all who are actually like supporting me. You know, like, oh my God, the celebs that be like inboxing me. Like, oh my gosh, like they'll inbox me sometimes and they be like, you are such an inspiration. And I'll be like, what? You an inspiration? They be like, no, you are an inspiration. And it just, it touches me, you know, because it means a lot. Shout out to you, Gunna, everybody that's out there in that world doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Showing love. Oh my gosh. Like, my 2019 has been totally amazing. And that's what we're getting ready to talk about. But before we do that, I got to give a shout out to my Facebook people too. Listen, I got my regular personal Facebook page. And I've had it for years, okay? And you know, I'm real funny. Some people try to send me invites. I'm like, I can't do it because it's the personal one. All my family and my friends, shout out to y'all. Oh my gosh. Okay, I got to name a few guys that, okay? My cousin Alex, thank you so much. Ace Roll, you thorough, okay? You wise. I'm so proud of you. I done did a couple podcasts about him. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, my man Joe. Gotta give Joe a shout out. I done did a podcast or two about him. Joe was, you know, somebody that was important to me in life at one time. Okay? We just gonna say that. This is just a touch of Jay. I don't gotta put too many pieces out there. Also, shout out to my cousin Greg Harris. Yeah, showing a lot of love. You know, this year, also shout out to my sister. Y'all know I found out I had a sister. Yeah, a 30-year-old sister. So shout out to you, V. Her name is V, just like mine, y'all. She like my twin, the light-skinned version. But shout out to you, V, for all your love and support. Oh, my gosh. And my girl, Rika. Shout out to you, Rika. I mean, shout out to everybody. But I'm just naming some people who really, really been rocking with me. Like my aunt, Allison. Shout out to you, Allison. You've been rocking with me. Who else? Oh, my God. Nicole Harris, she been rocking with me. She been rocking with me for a minute. Thank you so much, boo. Oh, it's just North. I did a podcast about you, bro. Thank you so much. You been rocking with me. Oh, my gosh. My cousin David Dunlap. Thank you so much, cousin Dave. You been rocking with me. Oh, my cousin Chink. Chink, you been rocking with me. Oh, my gosh. Yo, my cousin Chink. This is just a touch of J, baby. Chink, you know I can't put them pieces out there for them. Not even, okay? But my cousin Chink, man, listen, okay? Just y'all don't want that business. Y'all want that work. Chink, we love you. Thank you for rocking with us, all right? Also, my cousin Deanna. Girl, you're so thorough and so wise, yo. I got a cousin Deanna. She is just so amazing. She's always encouraging me. Sometimes I don't want to get up, work out, because y'all know I work out every day. I'm developing this program for y'all called the 400. And man, it's a beast. But Deanna, she be there. And Deanna, thank you so much just for all of your love and support. And baby, I hope you feel better with that whole allergies thing you got going on. All right, what else? Is there anybody else? John Harris, thank you. You helped out so much with your love and support. He rocked with me on Twitter, too. You know, we ain't even go there and tell y'all, rock with me on Twitter, Tumblr. You know, I'm on Pinterest, YouTube. I'm everywhere. Just Google Just a Touch of J and rock with me like they rocking with me, okay? I think that's it. But just shout out to everybody who's on my personal page because they get everything first. Before I put it out there to y'all in the world, I give it to them. I see their feedback, see what they like. And they just, you know, just give me so much love. They be like, keep going. When I'm tired, I don't want to do something. I be like, y'all, I need encouragement. And it has been there to support me. So thank you, all of you guys. I miss people. Y'all already know I love you, okay? And this is Just a Touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. All right, now look. Let me skate on over to the mobile app, okay? Y'all have been rocking with me with my app, all right? It's the end of the year. Y'all been patient. Y'all been kind. Y'all been understanding. I give y'all a little something here and there. Sometimes something ain't working with it. Sometimes it is. You know, but y'all been rocking with me. And thank you so much through the app upgrades, just to all your love and support and everything. Just everything. Y'all been like really like showing my app love, like, and I can't do anything but just tell you thank you. So thank you. Shout out to Beat Break Radio. Thank you for the end of the year stuff and just everything that you did bringing me on your team. Thank you so much. Okay. The Reach One Network. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything that we're getting ready to do with Making Love in V's Kitchen. Like the TV show type of thing. Thank you so much for that. Who else am I thanking? Gunna, everybody out here that's showing love. Thank you so much for that. Who else? BV Mobile, thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you, Black Vibes. Y'all, I'm on Black Vibes. And I don't know if y'all noticed, I don't really do a lot of talk about Black Vibes, but that's my blog. Okay, so it's blackvibes.com. Just put in Just a Touch of J. And that also comes through my app. So you guys can check me out online. Or you can go over to the app and get, you know, all the stuff that I do on Black Vibes. All right? So look, this is Just a Touch of J. And I try to put all that stuff out there in pieces for you. Now look, mama got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Because I got to give y'all this work. All right? This work I got to give y'all is just some goodness. All right? Our people perish from lack of knowledge. That's what God's word says. And y'all know this year I rededicated my life to Christ, right? But in this rededication, I learned something. And that's what I want to end this year with. I want to end this year with the lesson that I learned in 2019 that changed my life. Okay? Now listen, I'm going to say this again.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Bear with me, because mama going to try to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, look, let me talk to y'all. I got to give y'all this work. Y'all know how I get when I start talking to y'all. So, I'm asleep. I got to keep 100 with my babies. I wake up to Every Chain Is Broken. So, there's a song by a gospel artist. Her name is Tasha Cobbs. Shout out to you, Tasha Cobbs, if you listening.
Look. It's just such a J. Y'all don't know who listening to y'all. You never know who listening, okay? So you always got to give a shout out, all right?
So I'm like, you know, every chain is broken. Every chain really is broken. And then God began to minister to my spirit. And he was like, every chain is broken because you understand love. And I was like, wow. Because listen, y'all, there was a time I didn't understand nothing about love, baby. No, 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 no. I told y'all. I used to run away from that. I'll be like, does that feel like it's a little love? Let me skate on over here to the right, to the left. I'm going to do a little turn on you. You know, you might as well went ahead and put me out there on the football field and gave me the ball and said, you're going to get $1 billion if you run away from love and all you got to do is score the touchdown. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, okay? And I don't know how to put them pieces out there for you, but I wasn't trying to do that. No, what? Y'all want to know why I wasn't trying to do that? Because I had suffered from some things, right? What I suffered from was some heartbreak. How many of y'all out there suffer from that or going through it right now? My gosh, yo, that heartbreak ain't no joke. Like when you actually give yourself to somebody and they just take your heart and like rip it out of you and throw it on the ground, stomp on it and crush it. And you just be so devastated, y'all. That was my first podcast. I started off my podcast talking about that. Child, I was jacked up. Y'all need to go on over there, okay? And check it out. I was jacked up, y'all. I was so like, my mind was gone. You understand what I'm saying? My mind wasn't there. Because, see, your body cannot distinguish, okay? It can't tell, all right, when you have been hurt. Like, it's kind of like your body. If I was to stab you on your leg, okay, your body feels the same pain as the stab. Okay, that's the pain that you feel mentally. That's the pain you feel on your heart. Your heart kind of can get broke, okay? It can't deter from the two. Look it up, okay? That's why it's a lot of people out here. Sometimes they die from heartbreak. Certain vessels in your heart, they burst. Things change in your mind. Okay? Yes. That your mind gets messed up. And my mind was jacked up. You know, I couldn't think straight. I couldn't see straight. None of that type of stuff. I had all this. And when I say see straight, I mean focus. Okay? I had a lot going on, man. I was messed up. Okay, and this is just a touch of J. I got to keep it 100, y'all, because some of y'all out there, y'all messed up. Y'all done went through some heartache and some pain, and y'all can't focus now, or you couldn't focus, and you remember. You know, that stuff ain't no joke. So, you know, I had suffered from that. That was one thing. And then, you know, I had some childhood stuff. Oh, man. I had some childhood stuff, child. Whoo, with me and my mom. Shout out to you, Mom. I love you. Oh my gosh, yes. So much peace and joy now that's taken care of and healed. But some of y'all are out there, y'all struggling with stuff with y'all parents. Come on, don't act like y'all ain't. Y'all know y'all jacked up now at 40, 50 years old, 30 years old. Like, my mom wasn't there, my dad wasn't there for me. Man, half of the time, they ain't know how to be there for themselves. They got thrown out there the same way you thrown out there with your children. You know, and they just tried to do the best that they could. And when we get older, we don't understand that sometimes. You know, we don't want to forgive them. And we like, no, I'm messed up because of you and all that. You know, I was there. You know, but she did the best that she could. And she's an amazing mom, you know. And I had to learn and let that go. You know, so I had that going on with the whole love thing. All right, now, just a touch of Jay. How many of y'all out there doing that? Can't stand your father. Can't stand your mother. Or look, You don't even know what's going on. You just trying to figure out what happened. And you just know it's kind of some stuff that happened when you were younger, but you don't really know. And then you start, you know, figuring it out. Look, this is just a touch of Jay. Work on it. Because I had to. All right. So that was one thing. And then, like, I had struggle from, like, rejection issues. Child, if you ever struggle with rejection, child, that ain't nothing to struggle with. Because, look, you'll be like this. When anything come up that feel like love. Remember I told you, you out there on the football field, you like, oh, no, I can't do it. No, because you don't want to feel that rejection again. You know, because it's like you open up and you give so much of yourself. And I'm just not talking about relationships. I'm just saying, period, to maybe family members or whatever. And then people take from you and then they reject you once they get what it is that they wanted to get from you. And, you know, it hurts. And if people keep doing that, and you're nice like me, okay, you know, and you out there putting it out there in pieces for them in a good way, you know, helping them or being there and supporting them. And then they start doing all that rejection stuff because they got stuff going on. It hurts. It can hurt you. It can make you want to reject them. All right, now, how many of y'all out there going through that? Y'all out here struggling with rejection and stuff? This is just a touch of Jay, baby. Let me put this out there in pieces for you because y'all about to get some healing off of this. Okay, in Jesus' name. Yeah, you're going to get some healing. I declare that. Okay, so look. I was struggling from all them issues, okay? The childhood family issues of hurt, too. Child, ain't nothing worse than your family hurting you. Child, you just be like, what? Like, we're supposed to be family. Okay, how many of y'all out there struggling with that? Oh my God, it's a lot of ways, you know, that you can, you know, struggle with love, you know, you can, all right? So look, I learned how to love by being authentically me, right? So look, this is just such a thing, bear with me, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So what I did was I started saying, you know what, I got all this stuff going on and it's created this other person, okay? The other person, it wasn't me. You know, it was like my wine, okay? I got 4 bottles of wine that will come out, okay? You got to put things out there in pieces. But, you know, they're named after me. And then one is named Jay, okay? And then we have one that's named Ronnie. One that's named Jillian, my first name, all right? And one that's named Vic, okay? And it was like these other creations were created, but I wasn't me in love. And I had to say, you know what? God laid it on my heart and was like, you got to be you, who I created you to be. Okay, so I rededicated my life to Christ, you know, this year and everything. And I just started praying, God, work on me. Help me out. Help me focus. Help me see. Show me everything that's wrong. Lord, child, when you ask God to show you something that's wrong, oh, this is just a touch of Jay, baby. I can't put them pieces out there for you because it was a lot going on. I said, oh my God, I'm jacked up. But he started to heal me, started to heal my mind, started to heal a lot going on. I was out there showing y'all the healing. I had my pastors out there giving y'all all the stuff that God was laying on my heart. For me, I was putting it out there for you in pieces. And a lot of you guys got a lot of love from it. And you were like, look, I love this. Okay, I started off with my inspirational Sundays and I took it over to whenever, you know, God just gave it to me. I was putting it out there on the app, the podcast, whatever. And it opened up so many doors for me, right? Because now I started to give out the love and it started to be reciprocated. God was giving it back to me. Everybody else was giving it back to me and I was giving it to them. Okay, you get it? You reap what you sow. Come on now, it's just a touch of Jay. I'm working on this with y'all. Bear with me, all right? So in all of this, I started to love God wholeheartedly. Okay, because now I'm like, dang, God, you so thorough. Like, you know, I'm more here. Like I tell y'all, God is thorough and wise. Because I'm like, wow, you know, I just didn't know that all I had to do was open up my heart and let God in and let him heal me. And I would be able to love properly. I would be able to see things properly. So then I had to do it. You know, I had to deal with not being afraid, child. Oh my gosh, because look, that was like the next thing. He started showing it to me. I'm giving it to everybody else. But then like I had to not be afraid to like start putting the love out there. And when I say putting the love out there, I'm talking about apologizing to everybody that I hurt. Child, God laid it on my heart and said, you gotta go ahead and apologize. I said, wait a minute, hold on,
what? I don't know if I can do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. How do I put them pieces out there? Because I ain't never had to do that. But he started letting me see. Look at how you hurt this one. Look at how you did this one. Look at how you did this one. Look at when you did that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so horrible. Okay? That's what healing is. So I said, okay. I said, you, and he gave me this list. I started writing down the people. Because y'all know I got vision boards and everything, okay, around. So I started writing down the people. I said, okay, oh my gosh, I got to start doing this. I got to apologize. So I'm calling people up like, look. Now, look, if you are one of them, you know it was sincere. But it wasn't the type of an apology that was to set me free. You know, people call you and they apologize. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all went through that? Where they call you up and they like, you know, I just want to tell you sorry because they feel guilty. Nah, baby, it wasn't that. No, God was like, you need to set them free because they're in bondage by what you did. I said, oh my gosh, Lord, no. And I was in bondage by how somebody hurt me. This is just a touch of J, y'all. Come on now. I'm putting this out there in pieces for you. This is that goodness, that good word. This is real. This ain't no BS. So I said, okay, oh my gosh, this is going to set them free. So I said, I got to do this because I need them to be free. Because see, what you don't understand is that when you're not loving yourself properly, you don't give love properly, and you hurt people without even realizing that you're hurting people. Child, I was doing stuff I didn't even realize it. When then God brought it to me, I said, oh my gosh, like I keep trying to tell y'all, you have to be very careful out here. Words hurt, things that you do, they hurt. Now I wasn't crazy, you know, and just out here like, I'm going to hurt you. But through the years... Okay, I'm 43 years old. I've done some things to people without realizing it, you know, and it kept them in a little bit of bondage. And when I remember apologizing to one person and they were like, oh my gosh, that means so much to me. Like, I didn't think that you ever saw that. And I'm like, yeah, God showed it to me, you know, and I wanted to bring that to you. And it was so heartfelt and it was so genuine because I learned how to release and let my heart speak. All right, now, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? When you are really healed, the pride is not in the way. Now, look, the Bible says the pride comes before the fall, okay? Now, look, I'm going to tell y'all where I think I fell off at. My fall was when I got hurt, and then God let me see how I hurt other people. Hoo, child. Now, that's real. That's going to release somebody, okay? This is just a touch of J. I'm telling you, I'm putting this out there for you. Okay, so once I started to go ahead and I healed, I wasn't prideful. You know, prideful as in I was thinking about myself, okay, and how they might view me if I was like, I'm sorry, okay? Prideful in that way. Not like the stubborn type of way. I guess it's a little bit stubborn because I was thinking about me, but not in that type of way. I was just afraid. But when you learn how to love, you're not afraid no more. Okay? So look, that's how I can put this stuff out there in pieces for y'all because I need y'all to get right. I can't have my babies out here lost. No. It is 2019 and we are going into 2020. And look, that's 2020 vision. You have to see straight. And to see straight, man, you need love. Okay, the world needs love, all right? This is just a touch of J. I tell you all the time, spread love. It's the Brooklyn way, all right? It needs love. God is love. You got to open up your heart to receive it, to give it. That's how you get it, all right? Reciprocity, okay? So God's reciprocity, he gave it back to me, everything that I wanted. Let me talk about that, all right? So as I'm going ahead now and I'm getting this healing, I'm apologizing, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, God started like blessing me. Like I'm on the thing like, whoa, I got crazy peace. Oh my gosh, like peace that surpasses all understanding. Like God's peace, okay, peace in myself, peace out there. Like I'm telling you, look, I was just, I'm still peaceful, but child, when it first started happening, I'm getting the chills right now just talking about it. Woo, child. When it first started happening, I was like, oh my God, I just felt so good. Like, let me tell you, somebody came over my house, right? A gentleman came over my house, and you know what he said? He was like, Ronnie. He called me Ronnie. He said, Ronnie, it feel good in here. I said, what you mean? He said, it's just so peaceful. I said, because I've been praying up in here. You know, God been blessing my life. He said, no. You know how you go over some people's house, and it just don't feel right? He said, it just feel peaceful in here. It's peace in here. I said, yeah, peace be still, man. Look, love will do that. You understand what I'm saying? Your surroundings will change when you in love. Okay? God gives it back to you. And everything around you gets peaceful. Okay? It gets peaceful. So God started giving me back love. He started giving me back love through you guys. He started giving me back love through, oh my gosh, opportunities. Oh, child. I didn't got a lot of opportunities in 2019. Changed my whole life. My career has changed. Okay? Through this reciprocity of love. Okay? I'm going to say this again. This is just a touch of J, y'all. I hope y'all rocking with me because I am really trying to put this out there in pieces for you because I know somebody, y'all need this. Yeah, and haters, y'all need this work too. So he's giving it back to me, right? And then he's giving it back to me in relationships. Oh my gosh. I'm talking about everybody like, yo, I love you. And I'm like, damn. You know, okay, Lord, you know. Like, and then it got a little tricky because now I'm like, do they really love me? Do they not love me? And I start getting a little scared again. And I'm like, you know, God, I need peace with this. And God, you know what he said that changed my life? God laid it on my heart. He said, you just got to open up your heart and just love. Now, you have to guard your heart, okay? But let me tell you the difference between guarding your heart and opening your heart so you can understand. When you guard your heart, you're careful with it, okay? You're careful with it. That's all right? You open it up, you're careful with it, all right? Now, you have to be careful because you can have a hardened heart, okay, where you're like, no, I don't want anybody to love me. That's what I used to have. If some of you guys are out there and you're like that, and you just like, look, all guys are the same, all girls are the same, and I hate my job, and this and that, and you're real quick to leave people, and you know, you're treating people bad and all that, and you're cheating, and you're doing all of this unnecessary behavior that love is not, it's because your heart is hardened. So let's skate on over and let's talk about that real quick. Because I need y'all to get that. Some people don't understand what love is not, okay? They don't understand what love is not. They keep saying, oh yeah, I love you, but they do these things that are not acts of love. And you know a tree by its fruit. I did a podcast about that, okay? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all ready for these pieces? All right, so love is not being open and honest, okay? If you out there lying and all that, that ain't acting in love. Love is an action word. Are y'all getting this? All right? If you out there and you mistreating people, cheating on them, you in a relationship, misleading them, situationship, okay? That's not an act of love. That's an act of selfishness, okay? If you are out there hurting people, that's not an act of love. No, you have to have sympathy. You should have empathy. All right. Ethical values, standards. Okay. Those are acts of love. Come on now. Love does not give pain. Now, you know, you can love somebody, you can hurt them or something like that. But you know what I'm saying? Giving pain. Like, yeah, I'm gonna fix you. That ain't an act of love. How many of y'all out there doing that? Somebody hurt you and you want to hurt them too. Come on now. Y'all got to get this together. Let me tell you what it is. Love is forgiveness, all right? It's being vulnerable. Oh, my gosh. I think if I could say that anything that, like, changed the whole way that I looked at love, my perception of that was the vulnerability aspect of it. Like, the more I began to be vulnerable and wasn't afraid, it opened up just so much. Like, I just started telling everybody stuff, you know, like, no, okay, I was just me, authentically me, okay? That vulnerability, it did something. And then love, I told you, it gave the reciprocity. It's give and take, okay? That's what reciprocity is, okay? We'll go around, comes around, okay? That type of thing, okay? God tells you in his word, I am not mocked. You will reap what you sow. The good and the bad. And a lot of people don't get that. You give out good, you're going to get good. Okay? You're going to get good. Trust me. You're going to wind up getting good back. You give out good. Okay? So that right there, faithfulness. Love is faithfulness. Yeah. Being faithful to what you said you're going to do. And that is love properly and love yourself properly. Love is self-love. Okay? It's self-love. It's internal. It's figuring out who you are. you know, dissecting yourself, wanting to learn you. That's love. What makes you happy? What scents make you when you smell something? You know, does that make you happy? Y'all know I do rose petal baths. Act of loving myself. Okay? Patient. Oh, my child. Love is patient. Child. Whew, how y'all think people be married for like 60 years? Or friends for like 30 and 20? Child, it's a lot of messed up stuff going on out here. We all out here jacked up. We all got issues. But when someone can do and perform these acts of patience with you, okay, that's a form of love, okay? And that's something that you got to give. And love is kind. Love is kind. It's not all mean and, you know, no, it's kind. Y'all know what love is. Okay, you know it's not deceiving. It ain't deceiving, and it daggone sure ain't manipulating. Look, we all have done that. We did a little manipulation here and there. You know, let me see if I can get you to do this so that way you could do that. Or if I do this to you, let me see how you'll respond because you don't want to put your heart out there and whatever in pieces for people. And you out here doing all this trickery, tricks of the trade, and you wind up missing out. Let me share something with you. My mom. Oh, my God. Shout out to you, Mom. I love you. I'm so happy that I got such a healing with my mom now. But look, my mom taught me something, okay? And I'm going to try to end it on this. My mom said, I remember telling her about this guy I was dating at this time. Just the one I got, you know, all jacked up with. And I told her, I said, Mom, I think he's the one. You know, I think I love him. And also my mom said, you have to give all of yourself. And I said, what you talking about? We can't do that. You know, because that was back then. Okay. I'm like, I don't know about all that. She's like, no, you got to give everything that you got. Okay. Everything. And I'm like, what do you mean? See, I didn't get it then. See, at that time, I thought giving everything that I had meant, you know, jumping through the hoops. And he want me to do this. I do that. Want me to do this. I do that. I'm over here, you know, like whole like hopscotch, you know, I'm talking about double Dutch. You know, me and my mom talking last night, we was talking about it. I said, I was like doing double Dutch. You know, I was over here. I was doing tricks. I was whatever needed to be done. I was doing it. And my mom had said, but that's not what I told you to do. I told you to love and open up. And see, some of us, we get jacked up, right? And we don't know the difference between giving love properly and doing what somebody tells you to do to try to go ahead, manipulate the situation, and you become somebody different. You're not yourself. You're just who they want you to be. That different version of you. Come on now. I know y'all out here doing this. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all got to get this, right? So, I just didn't know. Right now, me and my mom was talking about, she said, now, what would you do different now if you had to give yourself to somebody? I said, oh, my gosh. You know, there's a hashtag out there, y'all, that I got out there. I created this hashtag. It's called, I Know What Sierra Prayed For. Okay, check it out. It's so thorough. It's so dope. Okay, it just started. So, you know, it's a couple things out there, but check it out. Google. I know what Sierra prayed for. Okay, Sierra's a music artist. She was dating Future, you know, allegedly, and allegedly got hurt because allegedly somebody did some cheating. She was allegedly like totally crushed and allegedly jacked up. Okay, so I got the hashtag out there, right? And it's, I know what Sierra prayed for. And I told my mom, I said, it would be kind of like that. That's what I would do. I would do something different. Because see, what she prayed for was healing of herself, of that heartbreak, of that pain, of everything that she had going on in her life. She wanted to be healed so that she can love and receive love properly. So I told her, I said, you know, I would do it different now because I would open up and just give all of me. And that is what I do. Okay? That is what I do. And that is what I learned in 2019. That love is not being afraid to be authentically you. It's self-love. You understand what I'm saying? And when you love yourself properly, you can give love to other people. You know when it's not love and when it is. By the way that other people love themselves. Because when they love themselves, they give the love out properly. Do you understand what I'm saying, y'all? This is just a touch of J, baby. You better get these pieces. Get this work. Our people perish from lack of knowledge. The world needs love. Okay? And when you go ahead, like I said, you love yourself properly, you can tell when other people are loving themselves properly and when they're giving you that love. A lot of us out here, we search for it. You don't gotta search for love, baby. All you have to do is just love yourself and give love out. When you love yourself, you don't have a problem with giving love out. It brings healing. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to show you these areas. If you're a believer, if you're not a believer, show me these areas where, okay, I'm jacked up at. He gonna reveal it to you. Start working on yourself, man. It'll change your life. So many doors will open up. You'll have a peace and a joy about yourself that surpasses all understanding. When I talk about it, it gets me teary-eyed because it's such a joy that I have on my life. I receive like everything that I have given out to people. Do you understand that I'm getting it back right now? I'm talking about all of the love that I have given, that I gave, all of me. I'm getting it back. And I told my mom, I said, you know, I would give my whole self because look at what I'm getting back now. All right. So this is Just a Touch of J again. I just had to put that out there in pieces for y'all. I learned something in 2019 that changed my whole life. It literally, my life is just amazing. Okay. Because I realized what love was. Yeah. It's not fear, man. It's really like opening up. You know, it's opening up. Your heart. Let your heart speak. Watch your circle, okay? Tell people your heart. Let your heart speak, man. Let your heart speak. All right. So I'm going to skate on up out of here. I just wanted to give y'all that. All right. A little testimony, a little story time, a little bit of everything. Because I want y'all to know. I know that y'all are really out here going through this. Look, I went through it. All right. And I share these things with y'all. And I'm honest with you because of the love. I got love for you. Okay, that's why. And then y'all can go ahead and y'all can share and y'all can give this to someone else and y'all can heal like I healed. There's healing in this. I know how I used to be. Okay, I was jacked up. And some of y'all out there jacked up now. It used to be jacked up. And all you have to do is just understand that it's a part of love. It's the process. Okay, once you go ahead and you get that down, it's easy. Okay, the love's going to flow. God's going to let it flow. It's going to flow through you. It's going to flow around you. You're going to get this reciprocity back. All right? You're going to reap what you sow. Okay? It's going to give you peace. It's going to give you joy. It's going to give you understanding. And you are going to get into situations with individuals. And you're going to understand what I mean when I say I know what Sierra prayed for. You are going to get back all of the love that you gave. And it's an amazing thing to receive. Trust me. Oh, my God. It's an amazing thing to have somebody to have somebody love you the way that you give love. All right? So, let me get it together. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. This is the end of the year. Might be my last podcast. It's the 30th of December. I might come to y'all on New Year's, you know, and be all hype and everything, get all happy. Like, happy New Year's! You know, do my thing that I do, that I do, that I do. Right? But I just had to let you know, man. Give love, because when you get that thing back, yo, it changes your life. God will give you his love, and man, he will bless you with the love that you just never imagined that you could ever receive. And I have that. I have that.
And I'm hype about it, baby! And this is Just a Touch of J. Ha! I just had to put that out there. Come on, y'all, say it with me! And peace is for you, baby! So what is it that I tell y'all?
Don't let nobody tell you that you ain't thorough and wise. Please, please, y'all, don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Oh, my gosh. Don't. No. I need y'all not to do that. Okay? Don't do that. Okay?
Remember, all right, that you got to let that little light shine. Shine on them because they hate it, baby.
Let that little light shine, right? And then, I've been telling y'all this whole episode, spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way, man. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. This is just a touch of J. Do you hear me? Just a touch. That's it. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay? So I love you guys, man. Until next time, I want to wish you a happy new year. An early one. All right? Love. Start the day. Love, man. The 2020, that 2020 vision, is what you're going to get when you love. Your whole life is going to change. All right? Till next time. Bye-bye.